This is Oregon Revealed, all about fascinating people, places, and destinations in our state. Now, the last time you stopped at a rest stop somewhere on the highways of Oregon, you may have Oregon Travel Experience to thank for that. Oregon Travel Experience is a state agency that maintains rest stops at various locations in Oregon, among other services. Let's find out more about that with Madeline McGregor, who represents the agency. Oregon Travel Experience, Madeline, are they a state agency, a private agency, or some combination of those two things?
Well, actually, Rod, it is a little bit of a hybrid. We are what is known as a semi-independent state agency. So we have a little bit of the agility of private enterprise, but we're also accountable and transparent, and we report to the state of Oregon.
So Oregon Travel Experience does these rest stops, among other services, and it looks to me like you have 7 rest stops around the state of Oregon. Is that right?
Yes, we do currently. Now, next year in 2013, as a result of Senate Bill 1591, we're going to phase in another, hang on for a second, I believe it is 10 additional rest areas. And when I say 10, it's 5, but that's both east and westbound along I-84.
And we also have rest stops on I-5 and Highway 101, various places around the state. Are these funded by state funds, private funds, or again, is this a hybrid? Do those funds come from those two sources, and together they make these rest stops possible?
Right. The funding is very specific. It comes from both federal and state funds. So those are not mixed into any private funding that we may use for, let's say, our highway signs that we also administer. So the highway fund is very specific, and those are only for rest area operations.
The highway business signs we've all seen around the state, these are usually those big blue things that, as we approach an exit, will tell us what services are available at that exit. Is that right?
That's correct. So a lot of people, when they see those signs, they might just think of some large chain that has a business up there that you can find across the United States. But in actuality, we have a lot of mom-and-pop businesses, if you will, the smaller businesses who also have an opportunity to apply for a permit and then be placed, have their logo placed on the sign.
So again, we're talking about McDonald's and Burger King, but it may be the mom and pops, as you said too, Joe's Cafe could get up there.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we also do an off-interstate program that includes directions to attractions like museums or glass-blowing studios, local attractions that, you know, the traveler may want to find.
And we see those all around the highways, too. Those are called tourist-oriented direction signs?
You've got it. We call them TODs for short, but yes, that is the long term. That's a federal term, actually.
Well, figures that would be the federal term, the longer term.
That
just follows. Madeline McGregor is with Oregon Travel Experience. They're a public-private agency that provides a lot of services around Oregon's highways that many of us take for granted. Among those we may take for granted, those services, Madeline, you also have historic site signs. So, for example, if something historic happened along that area, it would be Oregon Travel Experience that's helping to alert us to that.
Yes, you know, this is a really fantastic program. Of course, back in the 1950s and 60s, you had those old iconic, what we call the beaver boards, the sort of the red Port Orford cedar signs
mm-hmm.
that give a little sound bite about what happened in a particular area, let's say a couple of hundred years ago. And so those are the kinds of programs that we want to see continue. And a lot of that is done with community funding. A community will get together with us and decide what kind of historic or regionally historic sign they'd like to see put in. So our committee will help them with that process. And then the sign goes up, and the community has a way to strengthen their own economic infrastructure by drawing in new traffic.
And that's the Oregon Historical Marker Committee, is that correct?
That is correct. And then we also administer the Oregon Heritage Tree Program, which again is a fantastic way for communities to draw in visitors and for visitors to get to places in Oregon that they might never have thought of visiting.
What is the definition then of a historical tray or a heritage tray?
Well, that's a little hard. It has to be culturally, historically connected to the area. And there's several different criteria that go into becoming a heritage tree. And I'm not the expert on that, but our administrator, Annie von Dommitz, could certainly help people out if they're interested.
And according to a buddy of mine who's a history buff, for example, out there near Wilsonville is the oldest tree in Oregon.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Is that the pear tree? I think there might be a little dispute about that one.
Well, that's okay. Hey, controversy is what history is all about. And the Oregon travel experience helps us draw attention to these things. So, again, you do a lot of stuff that a lot of us take for granted. So it's good for us to know more about you. Oregon Travel Experience. They're at OregonTravelExperience.com. And we're talking to Madeline McGregor, representing the agency. Thanks a lot, Madeline.
Oh, you're welcome, Rod. Thanks for having me on.